All right, everybody. We had technical difficulties, but that's what happens in the world of technology.
Yeah.
I'm your host, Mike Yellick, alongside...
One of the reasons why I hate technology. Oh,
absolutely. Who are you?
I'm the dust.
You're the dust. Well, you're the pace, as everyone else refers to
you. Nobody refers... You know, it's funny. When we first started this show...
Sure.
I was... You know, it was everybody... I was Dustin Pastula.
Right.
Or the dust, as everyone refers to him as.
Well, yeah.
Now that I've accepted the dust,
right?
I'm the dust, or the paste, as everyone refers to me as. Nobody, no, I draw the line at that. Okay.
Well, by the way, I'd just like to point out for the people watching on Facebook, we are back in our One Sports Talk studios. We're back in the day.
We are.
This is nice.
I like it. Refreshing.
Yeah, absolutely. We're on a little later today. We're at 1:30.
Right. Well, the games are later.
The games
today.
Are a little later today. Right. Shorten up show. I mean, I don't know how long we can talk about, you know, two games going on today. But that's the story today. I mean, they're two big games.
Right.
And they're literally games that I don't know whether I can pick.
I don't know.
You can?
Yeah, I can pick.
Well.
I mean, I haven't picked one right yet this playoffs, but that's
Do you know
fault.
That I'm undefeated in the playoffs?
Yeah, that's your fault. You would have had one loss if we would have stuck together with the Cowboys, but you had to go rogue on me.
And you know what I got to give you for one of them? I got to give you one of these. I got to give you one of them, man. I mean, come on.
I feel like I didn't see that coming.
I mean, really, how do you feel regarding the Cowboys won and done, and their fans were miserable about it.
Yeah.
One and done in the playoffs. I can't – I'm shocked.
Well, I mean, the playoffs, you know, NFL is different from college, right?
Right, of course, yeah.
And the playoffs are different from the regular season.
Right.
And, you know, it's not uncommon for rookies to not understand the different style of play that comes with being in the playoffs. And when your two best players – on your team are fresh out the gate rookies.
Right.
I mean, it's bound in a high pressure situation like the playoffs. It's bound to happen. I mean, I thought they were a little better than that, but apparently I was wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. So you got the 10-6 Green Bay Packers today going against the 11-5 Atlanta Falcons, who, by the way, the Eagles beat the Atlanta Falcons.
Yes, they did.
And, you know, now it's, yes, they did. Well, and it doesn't really matter. And they also beat the 11-5 Steelers.
Yes, they did.
Just
this is hilarious.
And they destroyed both of those teams.
Yeah. It's funny that the
So are the Eagles really that far away?
Yes.
They are. Okay.
Yes.
I was just okay.
Yes, because you can't like I it's one of those it's kind of like when you lose by 1 point.
Right.
And you'd rather lose by 3 touchdowns.
Right, of course.
I would rather have lost to those two teams.
Right.
And won enough games to get into the playoffs, then beat those two teams and be right here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree with you.
That's just me.
But they're going into Foxborough. They got the 14-2 Patriots, which, I mean, let's just be honest. That's done. You're done. You're in Foxborough. You're going against the Patriots. Tom Brady, I mean, he barely ever loses in Foxborough, especially in the playoffs. But Big Ben and the Steelers are going to put up a good fight, put up a good challenge.
I just
don't think it's going to happen. I have a feeling. Yeah, see, you always do this. I have a feeling you're going to pick the Steelers. Right? Yeah, exactly.
We'll see.
We'll get to that.
Well, we shall see.
Okay, yeah. we don't have to bring back everything, by the way.
We already brought
back the da-da-da-da at the end.
Yeah, that's your fault.
So you look at the league rankings, okay?
Sure.
You look at the league rankings for the Steelers. They're 7th on offense, 12th on defense. The Patriots are top 10 in every single category.
Yeah.
I mean, look at this. You have the Patriots on offense. You have them 4th, okay?
Right.
You have them 8th on defense, 4th on passing, and 7th on rushing.
And the only reason they're 4th on passing is because Tom Brady missed 4 games.
Well, yeah, and that too. That too.
So,
but Deion Lewis right now, he's the man. I mean, he can't do anything wrong. He got last week.
Who's that?
He got, remember Deion Lewis? Oh, no. Yeah, you're talking about this guy. Every time I say, how come you're not impressed with Deion Lewis? What did you say to me last week? Well, because I really don't know
too
much
about
him.
I don't know who the hell he is.
Okay.
Like, I know who he is.
Right.
Right? But, like.
Well, the Eagles used to have him.
I don't know.
Eagles' great scouting.
I am a European football guy, so.
I get that.
You know, I don't always. I follow football,
right?
But I don't, you know, pay attention to the players as much as they right. used to. So
the only player in NFL history to have in the postseason a rushing touchdown, a receiving touchdown, and a kickoff touchdown. Unbelievable.
Really?
Yes. Only player in NFL history. That says something.
What did you say?
The only player in NFL history. No.
What he had.
Oh, in the postseason. This is postseason only.
I heard that enough times.
He had a rushing touchdown, yes. a receiving touchdown,
yes.
and a touchdown, a kickoff return for a touchdown. So that's impressive. I mean, if you ask me, that's impressive. What's almost as impressive is what's coming up after the break. Because we're on a shortened schedule here,
yeah.
we're going to have to take just one or two more breaks. Yep. But we're up against. We got Rob Guarino coming in at 2:30, by the way. My tooth is not hurting. We'll be right back. Jeez. Right after this. All right. Real quickly, one thing that's been great, and they honestly have been. I mean, you know, right outside here, the studios, you see you did see some great Christmas lights. That's only because Werkheiser Electric. They're open free estimates. They're powered by Integrity. Revolving coupons are on the website at WerkheiserElectric.com. Speaking of coupons, you mentioned the code ONESPORTSTALK to Werkheiser Electric. You get $50 off your first service call, baby. Servicing the Lehigh Valley, licensed in PA, New York, and New Jersey. You can get your weekends back so you can get back to watching the big games and leave the electrical work to Werkheiser.
That's cute.
They did a great job, you know? They're just working people out there.
It's just work.
Call Werkheiser Electric today at 610-866-1076 and go to WerkheiserElectric.com. Also, Phil Spriggies and Honda. They are home of the $99 per month Civic. Pre-owned cars are as low as $4,999. Guys, that is less than $5,000.
Buy a dollar.
At Phil Spriggies and Honda, they accept all credit situations. Their goal is 100% approval. In January, you know what they tackled? And they're tackling high prices with huge savings. Go see new car manager Anthony Sherman and mention One Sports Talk for exclusive pricing. Saying yes, it's what they do best, baby. At Philsburg Easton Honda. Call them today at 908-859-5800. Or check them out online at pehonda.com. Also, Deku Auto Body. Family owned and operated since 1948. State-of-the-art facility and equipment. Jesus. Finance your deductible 90 days free. It only takes 45 seconds approval. Get updated repair status online. Deku's car rental service. They are accepting all insurance appraisals. Getting free estimates, too. Deku is your auto body specialist. Watch your car as it gets repaired, people. Pictures of the repairs as they happen, updated daily on the website. Deku Auto Body, located at 1135 Howardtown Road, North Catasauqua, PA, 610-264-5507. Also, I went to Ocean City, Maryland last summer. I'm going there again this summer, by the way. And what am I going to do when I'm there?
Swim.
Right, but I'm also going to drink. And when I drink, I'm going to drink Miller Lite because I want to be high on life. Why would I want to drink some crap beer like Bud Light? Sorry if they're eventually going to be a sponsor, but after I bash them. But Miller Lite, I mean, my God, you don't get better. Miller Lite is by far the best beer because you're high on life when you drink it.
Yep. You're doing a great job. Just keep going.
It's Miller time, baby.
Yeah.
Beer, beer, beer. Beer, beer, beer. Hashtag six pack.
That was so good.
Check out Miller Lite and make sure you go to MillerLite.com.
the top, so how you feeling down there? It's a cold, cruel, harsh reality. Caught, stuck here with your enemies.
All right, we're back on Sports Talk. I'm your host, Mike Yellick, alongside Dustin Pastula. And Dustin, real quickly, we were talking about, you always bring this up. What, I love Miller Lite, and I love drinking it. And every time I tell you this story about going to Ocean City, Maryland and drinking it, you give me beef. What's with the beef?
I give you no beef. I brought chicken for lunch today, so I didn't give you no beef. But
516-418-5798, that's the number. Rob Garino will call in, and he will be calling in at 2:30 today. My tooth isn't hurting. We have a lot of games today that we want to, well, a lot. I say a lot. I say a lot of games. I mean a lot of good quality games, because that's two. That's more. Honestly, if you really think about it.
Why don't you just say we have a lot of quality in the games coming up today?
Okay. We have a lot of quality in the games coming up today.
There you go.
All right, there you go. Real quickly, I want to get to this. So you look at how the playoffs have went so far, okay? You have the Raiders coming in. What a disappointing season for them, by the way. I mean, yes.
Disappointing?
Yes. Why they were 12-4 and had a quarterback in the might have arguably been in the top seven, okay? And then just everything crushed like that.
That's what injuries do to teams, man.
I get that it. But mean, do you feel bad for them? I do.
I feel bad for them. That doesn't mean – but I would not – call their season disappointing.
I would not.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dude, okay. You know what?
What?
You keep talking, and then I'm going to interrupt you and
that's
come
fine.
Back to this conversation.
Okay. All right. So you look at that, what happened in that game, okay? You lose to Brock Osweiler and the Texans, who stinks, by the way. They went 9-7 on the year.
Well, the Raiders never were, like, hailed for their defense, first of all. Second of all, they won games with their offense, and who was their quarterback? Cook.
Yeah.
Obviously the burners weren't on for him.
Look at this. This is the truth. Look at this. Okay, so passing-wise, Cook, 161 yards, one touchdown. Brock Osweiler, 168 yards, one touchdown. So you're saying 7 yards is that big of a difference? Come on, man.
I'm saying if you can have two quarterbacks – whose yardage is similar, okay?
Yeah.
But it's not how much yards they pass for. It's what they do with those yards, where those yards are coming from, where they're happening.
I get it.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot that goes into it besides just the numbers.
You look at the Texans.
Dak Prescott put up
well, we'll
lower,
talk about that.
He put up lower numbers than a lot of the quarterbacks he went up against. They still won their games.
No, I listen.
So
I hear you, but I feel bad for the Raiders. I do. Because you were riding with them.
I was riding with them too. I had them in the championship game. Maybe not winning the Super Bowl, but they had them in the championship game. And I'm telling you right now, they'd be playing today if Carr was there, because he's not only is he a good quarterback,
right?
But he's a team leader. He's a team leader. He's that Ray Lewis that gets everybody hyped up to play, that makes everybody play that much better just by his presence on the field.
I would agree.
I mean,
you look at it, man. Okay, so they go down to the Texans, who's absolutely, in my mind, stink. They went 9-7 in the worst division in football, and you're going to sit here and tell me they belong in the playoffs. I've said this for years. I believe records should, not division winners, but records should determine who goes in the playoffs. I said this last year with the old co-host. Of course, he didn't disagree with me. He agreed with me on probably one thing ever in life. But you, on the other hand, you agree with me on some things. Do you agree with me on this?
Yes.
Like if a team is 11-5, but you have a division winner at 8-8, don't you think that people that are the team that's 11-5 should get in, as opposed to the stupid division winner who had 8 wins?
I mean, 9 out of 10 times, you're not seeing a division winner go into the playoffs. The team in second place having a much better record and not making the playoffs. That very rarely happens.
But it happened. Wait a minute. Hold on. It happened last year. I can't remember what team it was, but there was a team 10-6, and that, or no, 11-5, and a team that was 9-7 got in. I'm sorry, but it was the Lions last year. That's BS.
They didn't get the wild card?
No.
Because when you take all the divisional leaders and you put them in there, unless you have three teams that are all 11-5
right,
in second place,
right,
that team's most likely getting in.
I mean, look what happened the year with the Saints and the Seahawks. The Seahawks wanted it. What was it? What were they? 7-9-1? It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. I'm sorry. No team deserves to be in the playoffs if they're it's BS, man. BS.
What does BS stand for?
All right. So then you have the Lions again. 9-7, that's the best we can do? Oh, the Eagles were so close this year. If you really think about it, two of those games, you're right there.
They were.
9-7 were the Lions. All right, so they get crushed by the Seahawks, 10-5-1. And by the way, another thing I want to get rid of, ties in football. It's ridiculous. I hate them.
You love your ties.
Oh, I hate them. I hate them.
You love your ties.
All right, so the Lions go down to the Seahawks. All right, had no business. Let's just be honest. No business in the playoffs. I said it from the beginning of the year. I think their head coach is one of the worst in the league. But that Jim Caldwell, he's terrible. All right? That's a different story for a different day. So Matt Stafford goes 205. No touchdowns. Russell Wilson, 224. But had a number of touchdowns. Had two touchdowns. So, sure. I mean, you look at it, I mean – Rawls, by the way, had 161 yards and a touchdown. I think that's the difference maker there. Meanwhile, Detroit's running back center had 34 yards and zero touchdown. So might be the difference right there in the running game. Plus, you know,
I'm interjecting now and going back.
Sure. Go ahead. What?
The last time the Raiders made it to the playoffs was 2002.
Okay.
The fact just getting
so
there,
just getting to the playoffs. What's that get you? A cup of coffee if you're a Raiders fan?
No. What it tells me if I'm a Raiders fan? It tells me, you know what? We have promise. Derek Carr did not suffer a career-ending injury. Back next season, okay, and will be, as long as they don't lose any key players, they will be just as strong next season. They'll do just
serious?
As good. Dude, that's what you have to look at. That's what Eagles fans look at all the time, every single year. They're like, well, we're going to get this. We're going to get this person. We got this person. You know me, man. I'm a positive person. I try to get you to think the same way. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, it's not
but
working.
If you're,
like this.
Dude, if you're a Raiders fan, are you disappointed that you didn't get past the playoff, the wild card game? Absolutely. Are you upset? Absolutely. Does it ruin your day if you're a Raiders fan? Absolutely. But as the days go by, as the weeks go by, you think, you know what? We made it to the playoffs for the first time.
What is that getting you? So you,
what do you
made
mean?
It to the playoffs.
What
big
do you
deal.
Mean? What is that?
So it got you another week and just to get smoked by a crap team like the Texans? I'm sorry, but it doesn't get me anywhere. I want my when Derek Carr went out, that was it. They might as well said, you know what, give it to another team. I know you can't do that, but they had no shot. Cook, come on, please. They were cooked when he was in there. That's basically the bottom line there.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm laughing a lot.
No, seriously, though. I mean, you're getting to me with this. What does that do for you? Oh, well, at least we got to the playoffs. Yippee. So what? Who cares?
It shows
Isn't the
promise.
Point to win?
It shows promise. Please. Something the Eagles please. Don't show ever.
Really?
Ever.
Please.
Ever.
It's ridiculous.
Ever.
Man. Let's go on.
Hey, I'll tell you what, and I'm sure there are people out there, more people than you know, what? That would agree with me. They will. Okay. When you are a true fan, you look at the bright side of things. You have to, or else you end up like you, supporting your team in the beginning of the season and giving up on them at the end almost every season. If I'm a true fan, I'm not doing that.
All right, I'm glad. Yep, we went to the play. So you're saying to me, if the Eagles made the playoffs this year, to be one and done in the playoffs, I'd be okay with that. I'd be happy.
You
because
don't have to be okay with that, but you have to at least understand that that means that you've done better than you have in past seasons. And it gives you a better outlook for next season, because when you're out of the playoffs, when you get out of the playoffs, you're one and done. What do you have to look forward to?
Don't you want next to win season? A playoff
It doesn't
game?
Matter. They didn't win. So no. As a fan, what do you look forward to now? Do you just stop? You just stop being a fan of the team? You
no,
just
that's
go
fine.
On to the baseball?
That's fine.
What do you do?
I hope you're happy
what do you do?
With making the playoffs.
What do you do? When your team loses in the playoffs, what do you do? Personally, what do you do?
When we make the playoffs,
yeah, and
I get hyped for the playoffs
right,
and winning a playoff game.
And then if you lose, what happens? What do you do?
Well, then I'm devastated.
Okay.
Well, okay.
You're devastated all the way up until the first game of next season?
I the way I'm looking at it, I would have rather not made the playoffs and just
– I'm not talking about that. No, no, no. You're going past tense. You're saying that you lost the playoff game, so you're going to go back into the past and rather not make the playoffs. That's not what I'm asking you. You're not answering the question. The question is, when your team goes to the playoffs and they lose in the playoffs – something that the Eagles have done before many times. What do you do after they lose? What do you do? Besides being devastated for that day, that week, whatever,
I'm asking you as a person. Are you looking for me to say, well, hey, at least we got to the playoffs.
No,
now,
I'm not looking for you to say that. I'm asking
you
a serious question. Answer the question. You're a human being with thought process. Answer the question.
What? I just told you I'd be devastated. I'd be devastated.
Gentlemen. Anybody out
I'd
there?
I'd be devastated.
Anybody
what do you want? What are you looking for me to say? I at least we made the playoffs.
What
I'm happy now.
What do you do? Are you devastated from the day you lose that playoff game all the way to the next season?
Yes.
It ruined your entire year?
Because regarding my football team, absolutely.
It
because
ruined
I'm
your
pissed
entire
off
year.
That the product you so put you, on the field was good enough to do nothing in the playoffs
so you,
and not even put up a
okay,
fight
so you
to
get,
win a playoff
So you're
game.
Pissed off and you want nothing to do with the Eagles until next season starts.
Pretty much. Well, you don't anyway. It's the off season.
I'm just saying.
Hey, OTAs.
I'm just saying. Yeah. You just don't care until the next season.
Right.
Okay. I just wanted an answer.
And I want ways
it
to,
took us,
to bring
it,
hold
it
on.
Took, it took us 15 minutes for you to give me one answer that was four sentences long.
Okay. You're killing me with this. You the way you make it sound, just well, because
just
your Titans
you a question.
Have sucked for 20 years straight.
Do you see me hating them and complaining?
No, because you're a soft fan when it comes to that.
I wouldn't call it soft. First of all,
Titans fans right now, Titans fans right now are soft because they haven't made the playoffs in how many years since 2008 and then before that, 2002, 2001? I mean, that's the last time because the Titans, and I don't want to be like the Titans. I want to be a team that constantly, the Patriots. Do you think as a Patriots fan, if you were a Patriots fan, right, and they were one and done in the playoffs, you'd be devastated because that's
sure.
With the product they have, there should be no way they're one and done in the playoffs.
Sure.
Which is why I don't feel bad.
But that's the difference between you and me because I look at the positive end of it.
All right.
They're one and done. Yeah, I'm devastated. I'm pissed off for the day. If I go to work the next day and you try to make a joke about the Patriots, I'm going to slap you because you're an idiot.
Right.
But as the weeks go by, I start looking forward to next season.
And the ways they can improve for next season.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I look forward to. That's the only thing. Because there has to be ways to improve the crap that they put on the field. And I'm not talking about the Eagles per se this year.
Okay,
I'm just talking about in general, like the Lions, for example, because that's what we're talking about in the original thing here. All right, so you can only put up two field goals in the entire playoffs against the Seahawks team.
Okay.
I mean, come on.
So now we're getting somewhere, Honey Boo Boo Chow, okay? You just said now you look forward to how they can improve to better themselves next season, okay?
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to get off of, okay? Right? The Raiders got to the playoffs for the first time since 2002. That gives me promise for next season as a fan because now there's less that we have to improve.
Okay.
We have a team that can get to the playoffs. Now we need to fix our problem spots and create a team that can win in the playoffs.
You didn't have any problem spots. You had the problem spot of the quarterback going down.
You do have problem spots.
Time.
You want to know why you have problem spots? Because you should be able to still win a playoff game, a wild card game at that, a wild card game with one person down. Your team should not ride on
the
one
person down is the most important person on the field.
It should not ride on one person.
The person down is the most important person on the field, though.
Look at the Patriots. How many games was Tom Brady out for? Did they win or lose most of those games?
Look,
Did they win or lose?
They went 3-1.
There it is.
Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah, they went 3-0.
And Brisket.
Brisket went. No, they didn't know. Look,
hey, look, you're saying it's the most important position, but time after time again, I mean, if you want me to, I can start researching. I can show you all the times that it has happened in the past 5 years. How many times teams with high profile quarterbacks go down and the backup steps it up and keeps the team winning, gets the team in the playoffs. It's happened before. Vic did it for your Eagles.
Okay. Have a sufficient backup then. They did not.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. But that's still the one position, the quarterback. The quarterback, if you have a good
and they have some defensive improvements that they can make. But other than that, I'm looking at it. If I'm a Raiders fan, I'm looking at next season like we have a team that can get to the playoffs. Okay. Now we have to put into place the pawns, the pieces to set us up so that if this happens again next season, if Derek Carr goes down again next season, reoccurring injury, we're not one and done.
All right. Listen, I agree. I agree with that part.
You agree.
Yes. All right. Then you look at what happened here. All right?
I had to break that down for 25 minutes to get you.
You look here. All right. You have the Dolphins. You want to talk about quarterback positions. I don't know what happened with this. Matt Moore puts up 289 yards, one touchdown. Roethlisberger can't even put up 200 yards, put up two touchdowns. But and then also on the ground, look at the difference. Le'Veon Bell, 167 yards, two touchdowns. Ajayi had 33 yards and zip.
A juju bee.
I mean, you look at it. So if you look at it this way,
that's what I'm calling him now.
The running game.
A juju bee.
Listen, the running game actually dominated this game. And Moore, if it was up to the quarterback, he puts up good numbers against the Steelers team, which hasn't been getting up too much. But Steelers dominate them 30-12.
Yeah, they don't really. I mean, their whole steel curtain thing isn't really.
And then you look at the New York Football Giants as, they went for
a It's funny, though. That's funny because you said you're looking at Bell and Juju B.
Yeah.
Bell has 167 yards and two touchdowns.
Ajayi had 33.
33 yards, no touchdowns. Yeah. But if you look at the rushing leaders for the season, Ajayi's ahead of Bell.
I agree. Well, Bell, hold on. Bell was out 3 games of the season, though. Remember that. He missed 3 games. Wow. So
did somebody ring his bell?
No, he was serving a suspension. Okay. Let's not get into that. The Giants. That was a bad joke, by the way. Hold on.
Was a bad joke?
Yes.
He got cooked. You said he got cooked in the playoffs.
Hey, listen, speaking of getting cooked in the playoffs, how about those New York Giants?
I hate that transition.
Ugh. 11-5 on the year.
I'm happy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who is it? Packers 10-6. You look at Eli Manning, 299 yards, one touchdown, but Aaron Rodgers went off. 362 yards, 4 touchdowns. That was insane. I mean, that was insane. A performance from Aaron Rodgers like that, it's insane. I mean, and you look at it, you know, New York Giants, they came out flat. They played flat. And they just didn't have their playmakers that they normally have. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you anymore. No, it's not. It's really not. Because you look at it this way, and you think, wow, with all those playmakers, you know, Beckham, you have Sterling Shepard. I mean, you have Paul Perkins, Mr. Versatile. You have Victor Cruz. I mean, what happened to this team? 13 points? That's pathetic, man. That's pathetic. So,
at least now they can party in Miami without any worries.
Yeah, how about that, by the way? Mm-hmm. Now it's coming back to bite them in the butt.
Yes, it is.
So, and then we go to the next week and we see the Seahawks go down to the Falcons. All right, 36-20. Seahawks, how about that? 10-5-1 and just the Falcons. Are the Falcons unstoppable?
Well, we'll find out today.
We will.
We'll find out today.
I am going to go. Wait till you hear my pick. It's going to be surprising, I think.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Yeah, you'll see.
I don't know if I'm ready for it.
Matt Ryan puts up 338 yards, 3 touchdowns. I mean, wow. This Falcons offense is so fun to watch. I mean, I was sitting there last Saturday. I was eating some chips, Doritos.
What were you drinking?
I was drinking a Miller Lite.
Of course.
Come on, man. And I was watching this Falcons team, man. And I looked. I'm like, this offense is so fun to watch.
Are they?
Yes. Like I'm looking at it. I'm like,
you know, I would love to agree with you.
Well, how could you not?
Because I don't have cable, so I can't watch the game.
But what? What were you going to say?
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, okay. So you look at it, all right? You see the Seahawks. I mean, they're – I don't know, man. I think the Falcons are unstoppable, and dare I say they – you'll see.
I can't remember the last time I saw the
– I know.
Anywhere near this.
Well, last couple of years, they've been one and done. Yeah. You know, they get the number two or number one seed, and then – so the Texans go down. I mean, this is – who wouldn't have saw this? Patriots 34, Texans 16. Tom Brady versus Brock Osweiler. Need I say more? Okay, let's move on. Then last week, here it is. I called it. You got to go with the hot hand in Aaron Rodgers. Oh, I mean, it was a super close game. What a throw by Aaron Rodgers in the fourth quarter. Last play of the game, actually.
That was
it just
pretty impressive.
Yeah. I mean, you look at Ezekiel Elliott. Still had 125 yards. No touchdowns, though. Dak Prescott, a little over 300 yards, three touchdowns. And Aaron Rodgers, 355 yards. Two touchdowns. Are they the? Well, who do you go with in this game coming up today? I'm looking at this and I'm like, how do you go against Aaron Rodgers? How do you go against? I mean,
I don't know. You just said the Falcons were unstoppable. I did, but so then I don't know.
I looked at this and I thought about how Aaron Rodgers plays. I'm like,
don't know.
I don't see it, man. This is gonna be tough. Cowboys, by the way. All right, let me ask you this: if you're a Cowboys fan, how are you feeling?
Oh, are we getting into this again?
Yes. How are you feeling?
Well, let's see. It's a week past. I honestly, I'd be annoyed until the Super Bowl's over because
yeah, I would too.
You know, because now you're gonna watch every game and you're gonna be like, oh well, we
could have stopped that. Right, of course.
Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
You know, and then after that, you know, me personally with the Cowboys, it's a little different. With the Cowboys, I'm excited for next season.
Okay.
I'm excited because. Okay. I'm excited to see if, you know, Dak Prescott gets that sophomore slump.
Right.
Ezekiel Elliott. I'm excited to see what they can do.
Right.
I'd be excited. Not now.
Okay.
I'd be annoyed as crap until the Super Bowl.
Listen, over. I think Ezekiel Elliott played his heart out. He should get rookie. He's going to get rookie. He got rookie of the year pretty much.
Yeah.
But let me say this.
Okay, say it.
If I was a Cowboys fan.
Oh, no.
I would not be happy with that. I mean, look, you were 13-3. All right.
Oh no.
13-3, number one seed. You had that bye week come, and then you're one and done in the playoffs. That again, I'm gonna go back and say, no, that's not good enough. Right. I'm not happy with that.
Right.
And I'm not gonna be, well, at least we got to the playoffs.
But then, well, yeah, not with them. I'm talking with the Raiders is a different story because they couldn't even get there before.
All right.
So with them, I'm going to be like, well, at least we got there. Now we can improve and next year get past it.
That's
with
soft.
The Cowboys, it's not soft. It's a pop team.
Okay.
Okay. If that's soft for you, then that's fine. Then that means that, you know, that means that you're the white karate guy who thinks it's all about, you know, anger and force. And, you know, Mr. Miyagi's behind me as I take the finesse approach and I kick your butt. You know, that's how we're looking at this here. Okay.
Man.
So if I'm a Cowboys fan though, you're right. I'm pissed off. I'm the way they played all season. If I'm them, I'm like, no, that's not okay. Because honestly, where do they improve? They don't have many spots where they should improve. So they should not have went one and done.
I agree.
So I'll agree with you for them. It's specific to each team.
All right. I agree. We're up against it. We'll be right back on Sports Talk. All right, we are back here on Sports Talk. don't know what you're laughing at here. Anyway, Werkheiser Electric, always giving free estimates, powered by integrity. Revolving coupons are on the website at werkheiserelectric.com. Speaking of coupons, guys, you mentioned the code 1SportsTalk to Werkheiser Electric.
Yeah.
You get $50 off your first service call. They're servicing the Lehigh Valley. Licensed in PA, New York, and New Jersey.
What about Delaware?
You can get your weekends back. I'm sure they're in Delaware, too. So you can get back to watching the big games and leave the electrical work to Werkheiser. They did it with me. They did it to my Christmas lights. Lights in Greenwald, which is pretty much taken down now. Call Werkheiser Electric today at 610-866-1076 and go to WerkheiserElectric.com. Also, Phil Ferguson Honda. They are home of the $99 per month Honda Civic. Pre-owned cars are as low as $4,999. Guys.
Show my cousin some love.
That is less than $5,000. Less than $5,000.
Yeah, I know. A whole dollar less. If this was $19.99, you could call collect with that dollar.
At Phil's Ferguson Honda, they accept all credit situations. Their goal is 100% approval. In January, they're tackling high prices with huge savings. Go see new car manager Anthony Sherman. You're killing me over here. And mention 1SportsTalk for exclusive pricing.
No, am I killing you?
Saying yes. Well, it's what they do best, baby. At Phil's Ferguson Honda.
Baby.
Call them today at 908-859-5800 or check them out online at pehonda.com. Also, how about Deku Auto Body? How about family owned and operated since 1948? I don't know what other place I would go to for state-of-the-art facility and equipment. All right, you can finance your deductible. You get 90 days free, 45 seconds approval. Get updated repair status online. Car rental service. They are accepting all insurance appraisals. Free estimates. Deku Auto, your auto body specialist. Watch your car as it gets repaired. Pictures of the repairs as they happen on the website.
No.
Updated daily.
That's crazy.
So, and that's at DekuAutoBody.com.
Deku.
All right, they're located at 1135 Howardtown Road, North Catasauqua, PA, 610-264-5507. Also, how about Miller Lite? If you want the best light beer,
sure,
and you want to go to Ocean City, Maryland, Ocean City, Maryland should be giving me money for always mentioning them.
You're
constantly.
They're like an unofficial sponsor. It's always Ocean City, Maryland.
Right.
You know? Like,
it's ridiculous.
I'm going to a concert. I'm going to see 21 Pilots at PPL Center.
Going
on
vacation for Ocean City, Maryland.
On Tuesday. And when I get there at the PPL Center, I'm going to get Miller Lite.
Right. Yeah. Why?
Because it's the cheapest.
And it's the greatest light beer.
Well, that too.
Ridiculous. It's Miller time, baby. Beer. Hashtag six pack. Check out Miller Lite and make sure you go to MillerLite.com. We'll be right back. Right after this.
Listen up, there's not a moment to spare. It's quite a drop from the top, so how you feeling down there? It's a cold, cruel, harsh reality. Caught here with your enemies. Who do you think you are? Tearing us all apart. Where did you think you'd go? Cause everyone already knows it's 20 to 1. Yeah, so you better run. You got the world on its knees. You're taking all that you please. You want more. But you get nothing from me. You're like the burden we bear. You're all the hate that we share. You want.
All right. Why? Why is that?
I don't know. Because you played the song Enemies. Oh, I guess I'm just saying we're making enemies.
All right. Well, real quickly. Let's
got a lot of enemies.
How about Andy Reid? It's like sweet and sour pork. Andy Reid. Do you feel bad for him?
Yes.
I do, too. I mean, you know,
yes.
He had this team playing great. It's not his
fault.
And
you know what? I did see the end of that game.
Yeah.
And damn, man.
Yeah.
Honestly, the Chiefs had it.
Yeah.
They had it. This game, from the beginning, was going to come down to who made the most mistakes and who made the last mistake, and it was the Chiefs.
Right.
I feel bad for the Chiefs.
Do you feel, I mean.
And if I'm a Chiefs fan, I'm mad that we, you know, we like, again, I'd rather lose 18 to nothing than 18 to 16.
God,
but if I'm the Chiefs, I'm like,
whatever. A loss is a loss, man.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I'm kind of like Rocky, you know, when you get knocked down, you get back up. Okay. You don't stay down and complain about it. Okay.
Why
you keep going.
Why did we just go to Rocky, by the way?
Because
that's
how winning is done.
Oh my God. Who the hell cares?
It's a quote.
Who cares about Rocky, man?
Who cares
by
about
the way,
Rocky?
Let
You're
me bring
a Phillies
up.
Fan.
I know.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for segueing me right into
this.
Are you finished with the Rocky stuff if you're an Eagles fan? It's so old and stale at this point.
What do you mean if I am?
After every third down, we have to hear the Rocky theme.
Oh, yeah. That's
they amazing. Always show the cheesesteaks. They always show the Rocky statue. Are we, like, is this stale?
That's all. It's
Phillies. It's enough already.
It's Phillies claim the fame. That's
no, it's used
doing.
Up. I'm going to ask Rob Guarino if he agrees.
Go ahead.
I think he will.
Remember last week when we argued about two things and you asked him about both those things and he agreed with me?
Yes.
It was good times.
Ridiculous. I get it. All right. The Rocky thing. But just retire it for a little bit. It's used up. It's stale. It's the same thing every single week. I don't care anymore. That's just me, man. But not really. All right, so let's get off Rocky for a second here and go back to the Steelers, all right? So the Chiefs got the bye week and just got, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I get it. It was a two-point game and it could have been a tie game. But to me, that didn't feel close. Watching that game, it didn't feel close. Alex Smith is nowhere near the kind of quarterback that Ben Roethlisberger is. I get it. They only had like 50 yards in between them. But they're nowhere near.
Ben Roethlisberger had no touchdowns, which has surprised me.
Yeah.
Not saying that Alex Smith is
better.
Yeah,
it was a field goal game.
And I'm telling you, man, I'll tell you what. If I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan, you know what I'm doing? I'm going to that offensive lineman's house, and I'm kicking him in the face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, dude, first of all, Alex Smith got that ball off with enough time to where if he would have just extended his hand instead of holding on,
I agree.
He still would have kept them back long enough for Alex Smith to get that ball off.
Yep.
And, you know, that's an amateur mistake.
I agree.
You're pulled out, okay? Mm-hmm. The guy's trying to flank you coming around the side, okay? You're coming out with him. He's beating you. You know you're beat, right?
Right.
But, you know, you're a large person. So the fact that you even stay with him is making him have to run around further to the outside. Not to mention, who is right behind the quarterback? The referee. Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
You're not getting away with that ever. When you're right, as a matter, if you wanted to hold that guy, if that guy's been beating you all game, when he comes up to you on the line, you do it underneath shoulder pads. I mean, offensive linemen are taught to do that. Because it's not often seen.
Listen, I feel bad for Andy Reid. He didn't leave here on bad terms. I mean, he didn't. It's just the way it is. Look, you know, this team right now, 12-4 on the year. They got the number 2 seed in the AFC and then just go down to the Steelers. Many people are thinking it's going to be Steelers-Packers because that you got to ride the hot hands right now. And the Steelers are hot coming off, you know, however many wins they had in the regular season to now. And the Packers, you can't – I mean, they were 4-6. They're now 10-6, and they won about, what, 12 straight games?
Yeah.
Or no, not –
yeah.
No. Eight straight games. But that's still a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, that's still pretty good. So, you look right now, you see the Packers in there, and we're going to get to this. The other game's a little easier for me, okay? I don't go against Tom Brady. I don't. It doesn't work well when I do, all right? It always works out good when I go with Tom Brady.
Yeah.
So I'm going with Tom Brady today. I have to.
Sure.
The other one, though, I to this minute, it's now, what time is it here? 2:26. I still don't know who I'm going with. I don't. Because I want to know, and I want to just make sure that I'm making the right pick. I'm going to pick. Matt Ryan is unstoppable, lights out. The offense is the best right now in the league.
Yeah.
And Aaron Rodgers is playing out of his mind. I mean, look at him. Last week, running around, throwing the side. I mean, if he had a 16 size shoe, he wouldn't have been in. I mean, really? I mean, that's what we're at right now with this. So I don't know who to pick. That's like saying, who do you pick, Muhammad Ali or Mike Tyson? I don't know. They're both great. You pick Muhammad Ali. Well, maybe you do. And maybe people are looking at it like, well, you pick Aaron Rodgers.
Well, that's tough to do to begin with, because you're you would have to like use a time machine and take Mike Tyson.
I got it. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Well, no, because just because even when Mike Tyson was in his prime,
right,
Ali was not.
All right.
So like,
how about this then? How about The Rock versus Steve Austin? They went back and forth. Yeah. You just don't know who to pick.
Yeah. Okay. There you
go. Bill Goldberg, Steve Austin. You don't know who to pick.
Well, yeah.
Goldberg, Brock Lesnar, which, by the way, Goldberg 2-0 against Brock Lesnar, by the way. We'll get into that next week. I want to talk some wrestling next week, because next Sunday, by the way, is the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
That's a it's by the way. For
which
all
you and I will be watching.
Yes.
Instead of the Pro Bowl.
Right. Yes. Come on. Pro Bowl. Nobody watches that. The Pro Bowl, by the way, needs to be abolished. It really does. I mean, it's a terrible game. All right. What they did last year was cute. Nobody cared, though. Team Rice versus Team Sanders. All right. I mean, Jerry Rice, Deion Sanders.
I didn't even know that they did that.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right. Okay. There you go. Exactly.
I didn't pay attention at all.
Right. Exactly what I'm saying. So that's what I mean. I mean, you know, it's nobody cares anymore about the Pro Bowl. But back to the Royal Rumble, you have Undertaker.
Who the hell cares?
Listen, you have Undertaker.
Undertaker.
You have Shawn Michaels. Shawn, you know, Michaels. He's going to be in there some way.
You think Shawn Michaels is in the Rumble?
I don't think he's in it. I think he distracts somebody. I think he actually comes in the Rumble, super kicks Rusev, and kicks Rusev out. You heard it here first. Shawn Michaels will be at the Rumble. He will interfere, and he will probably, interfere with Rusev getting out of the Royal Rumble.
Right.
You have Randy Orton. You got Chris Jericho. You have Goldberg, Lesnar.
You have all of the Shield in there. Who cares? I'm predicting the Shield comeback come WrestleMania.
Ugh.
I'm predicting the Shield comeback.
Against who?
You liked the Shield when they were here, and you know it.
Yeah, because there was no other option.
No, you liked the Shield.
No, I did.
Yes, you did.
No.
Yes, you did.
Ridiculous, man.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Here's my early pick for the Rumble.
John Cena's in there. Brock Lesnar's in there. Goldberg's in there.
Yes.
You got, you go ahead and give your pick, and then I'm going to tell you what I think happens.
Well, I want to hear your pick first, then, because
No.
All right,
go ahead.
All right.
I'll give you my pick.
Okay, all right.
Here's what I think happens. Or at least I think this would be cool.
Sure.
Okay. You know, Brock Lesnar and Goldberg go at it. They end up kicking each other.
Yeah.
Out of the Royal Rumble.
Right. Yeah.
I say Undertaker wins it.
Damn it. Yeah.
The reason I say that is because instead of his whole like, I come back around the Royal Rumble, and then I stay till WrestleMania, and then I disappear for the rest of the year.
Right.
He signed a full contract.
Right.
To be back on a permanent basis.
Uh-huh.
I say two things happen.
Sure.
I say that Undertaker wins. He's in the main event at WrestleMania, right?
Right.
I say that somewhere along the line, Brock Lesnar wins the title. From Kevin Owens.
Okay.
Okay.
With tax act?
Whoops.
Why would you do that?
Well,
okay. Then I said, this is what I said in the beginning. Don't.
We need some, you know.
That's really loud. This is what I said in the beginning. Okay.
Right.
I said, it's still very loud. Turn it down. And then I said, it sets up the rematch. At WrestleMania, between the Dead Man and the man who took the streak from the Dead Man.
And you know what happens?
And Undertaker wins and gets the title.
Because of Goldberg interference, setting up Goldberg versus Lesnar Part 3 at SummerSlam. Watch.
I also said this. I thought that Goldberg, interference or not from Goldberg, my theory was Undertaker beats Brock Lesnar because suspension. I know Brock Lesnar wants to get back into training and get back in the UFC.
Yeah.
Okay. And losing at WrestleMania to the Dead Man would give him time to do that.
By the way, Tito Ortiz with a big win in MMA last night.
Who cares? Then Goldberg Undertaker at SummerSlam. Goldberg tries to take the title from Undertaker because he says he thinks he has one more title running him. Doesn't. Because Brock Lesnar interferes at SummerSlam. Now, then I thought of something else that would be pretty freaking awesome. And I now tell me if this is not one of your top-selling WrestleManias of all time.
Sure.
In between the Royal Rumble, which Undertaker still wins,
yeah,
and WrestleMania, I think he's coming in too. But pause that. Stop it. Stop
why? What?
Because we're not in my car going to Sheets, and we're not playing wrestling music, okay? I think that this would be cool.
What?
I think this would be pretty awesome.
Go ahead.
Okay. Undertaker wins in the WrestleMania main event.
Sure.
Somewhere in between Goldberg or Brock Lesnar wins the title. I don't care who, but it's controversial between the two of them. And both of them, maybe even the title flip-flops between the two of them, between Royal Rumble and and WrestleMania. Having them both want a rematch for each other. Undertaker also saying, wait a minute now. I don't care which one of you has a title, but it becomes mine at WrestleMania.
You know what we're
then
do?
Listen, then okay. set this then sets up the main event at WrestleMania to be a triple threat match. Brock Lesnar, Goldberg, Undertaker. That would be the best.
That would be the best triple threat
match of all time.
How about this? Next week what we're gonna do? Sure. We're going to put all the names of the Royal Rumble and the potential ones in a hat. We're going to pick live on the show next week, and those will be our men entering the Royal Rumble. And whoever wins that, we'll find out next week.
Yeah, we'll
might have something coming back.
We'll figure it out. Oh, God.
Rightfully so for the Royal Rumble show.
Sure. Oh, man.
Real quickly, though, I just want to get to something here. We're up against the break, and I want to just, you know.
Okay, we're going back to this.
We will be right back. I swear, we'll be right back. It's not going to be a long break at all.
Sure, whatever.
All right? We'll be right back right after this.
Y'all get the guns, the drugs. From my generation, I'll take the fall. The saints, no cross the nation. And it's a sin. The guns, the fiends, the fraud. They're messing with me. Come on, come on, come on. Let's get it out.
Move to the music.
All right, we're back here on Sports Talk. Werkheiser Electric, gosh, they're always giving free estimates. I mean, I'm happy
You're
about
on your
this.
Own with this shit.
All right. It's powered by Integrity. They got revolving coupons on the website at werkheiserelectric.com. They're speaking of coupons, by the way. You mentioned the code ONESPORTSTALK to Werkheiser Electric. Guys, you're getting $50 off your first service call. Forget $25. You get double that. You get $50 off your first service call. Servicing the Lehigh Valley, licensed in PA, New York, and New Jersey. It's time to get your weekends back, baby, so you can get back to watching the big games and leave the electrical work to Werkheiser. They did it with me and my Christmas lights. They provided, you know, the power for lights and green alts. I thank them for that. So call Werkheiser Electric today at 610-866-1076, and they can do the same for you as they did for me, and go to werkheiserelectric.com. Also, Phil's Perkins and Honda. Guys, come on. What is it the home of? It's the home of the $99 per month Honda Civic. They have pre-owned cars. This is what kills me about this whole thing. They have pre-owned cars.
Oh, I wish it did.
as low as $4,999. Guys, that is less than 5,000 bucks. At Phil's Perkins and Honda, they accept all credit situations. Their goal is 100% approval. All right. In January, they're tackling high prices with huge savings. So because of that, you got to go see new car manager Anthony Sherman. I'm telling you. And mention One Sports Talk for exclusive pricing. Saying yes? Well, it's what they do best. At Phil's Perkins and Honda, call them today at 908-859-5800 or check them out online at pehonda.com. Also, how about Deku Auto Body sitting over there in Catasauqua? Family owned and operated since 1948. State-of-the-art facility and equipment. Finance your deductible 90 days free. It only takes 45 seconds approval. Get updated repair status online. Deku's Car Rental Service. They are accepting all insurance appraisals, and they're giving free estimates. Is your auto body specialist. Watch your car as it gets repaired. Pictures of the repairs as they happen. They're updated daily on the website. I mean, I don't know how much better you can get. DekuAutoBody.com, located at 1135 Howardtown Road, North Catasauqua, PA 610-264. 5507. Also, I'm going to Ocean City, Maryland this summer. What do I want? I'm going to have one thing in my hand. As Eric Church always says, all I gotta do is get a drink in my hand.
Oh, I guessed your girlfriend.
Oh, well, either way, for the greatest light beer and the original light beer. This is what I'm talking about. It's the original light beer. It's not like you're looking at it like, oh, this is just a light beer. It's the original light beer. You want Miller Lite.
I'm not going to say anything.
Okay. It's Miller time, baby. Beer, 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 beer.
Hashtag six pack.
There you go. You can do this by checking out Miller Lite and make sure, gosh, you go to MillerLite.com.
All right, and we're back here.
Thanks for taking my Sports Talk. My light here, by the way.
I wanted to do it
all right
for so long.
We're back here on Sports Talk. I'm your host, Mike Yellick, alongside sitting here with me, the Pace. As the Pace.
Don't
just
stop.
Okay. All right. We got some.
I thought we could hit a compromise. Let you call me the Dust. People now, I run into people.
Right.
Believe it or not.
Right.
On a weekly basis almost, sure, since I started co-hosting with you.
Yeah.
I've run into people out places who know me. I've run into friends and stuff.
Right.
And they have come up to me like, hey, the Dust.
Well, now they're going to come up to you saying, Dust stick.
Now I'm the Dust.
Well,
so now that's it. No, that's it. I'm not going with this Pace crap.
Okay.
Okay, that's not happening.
You look at the last couple times. This is why, you know, you said, why am I going with the Steelers or why am I going with the Patriots? Here's why. Look at this.
Because they haven't beaten them.
Look at this, though.
I know.
Last year, October 23rd, day before my birthday, 27-16, everyone, the Patriots beat the Steelers, all right? 27-16. Then they beat them September 10th, 2015, 28-21. Then.
This one is ridiculous.
Wow. November 3rd, 2013, Patriots beat the Steelers 55-31. That right there, my friends, that's why I'm going with the Patriots. Also, because I mean, you look at it, they're top 10 in everything. Offense, defense, passing, rushing. You can't say that with the Steelers. I'm looking at it. And another thing, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, best duo quarterback coach of all time.
Yeah.
Of all time.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but it's the way it is. So if you don't like my stance on this, that's fine. You watch what's going to happen today, because I'm calling it right now. What? Go ahead.
So let's look, you know, I pull up some stuff and we do our research.
Sure, go ahead.
Stuff. So, you know, and I'm not going either way with this,
right?
But I think these are interesting. You know, these little facts that with the matchup today.
Right.
Okay. One of them is that the Steelers defense has held opposing quarterbacks to a 37.8 passer rating.
I got it.
Listen, on throws 20 yards or more.
Right.
So on the long ball, that's the best in the NFL. Le'Veon Bell, 5.3 yards per carry for the past 8 games, right? They've won all 8 of those games.
Okay.
Okay. Now, here are the negatives.
Right.
6 trips to the red zone against the Kansas City Chiefs. Didn't score once. Now, on the road, Roethlisberger has had a 75 or below passing rating. That includes playoffs.
Oof.
And the Steelers defense has allowed 6.6 yards per play when they last faced the Patriots in week seven.
It's not good.
Now, let's go over to the New England Patriots.
Listen, the New England Patriots are the best team in football.
Yeah. When passing the ball under 3 seconds.
Sure.
Tom Brady has a 112.5 passer rating.
God.
In under 3 seconds, which what, and you know what that means?
That means
what did you use? What did you used to do to beat the Patriots? You put pressure on Tom Brady.
Right.
He clearly has improved that.
Doesn't matter. So it doesn't matter. Listen.
Now wait a minute. I am not done, young man.
Oh God.
Blunt has averaged. Which,
by the way, is going against his old team who cut him.
Right.
So.
Has averaged 3.1 yards per carry over his last five games.
Sure.
77 attempts, 235 yards. Right. Not bad.
Not bad. Okay.
Tom Brady led the NFL with a 146.8 passer rating on throws of 10 or 20 yards in the regular season.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, they're doing a comparison here for Brown versus Butler.
Right.
In the last two starts against Pittsburgh, Malcolm Butler has allowed 16 receptions on 21 targets for 239 receiving yards when defending Antonio Brown in week seven this year and in week one in 2015. But looking at the scores from week seven this year and week one in 2015, that didn't seem to matter too much, did it?
So
now here's the Achilles heel for the Patriots. They have 11 fumbles on kickoff and punt returns this season, including one in the divisional round last week, which is the most in the NFL. Well, if that's the only issue they got, they're going to win today.
All right. So
we have a Facebook comment.
Sure. Go ahead.
From Zach Bittner, a Steelers fan.
Of course. Yeah.
You know who he is.
Yes.
He said, they're due for a win, my man. Due for a win.
Listen, I've been the biggest.
We've been talking about that all season, how like people are due. We said that with the Eagles and the Packers. That the Packers were due for a win, and what did they do? They beat the Eagles.
So look, all year I've been saying, besides that Eagles game, Steelers are unstoppable until they play they're not going to be unstoppable today. They're playing the Patriots. But all playoff game, have I not said all playoffs, going against the Dolphins, going against the Chiefs last week, Steelers will win all these games they're supposed to win. In my mind, they're not supposed to win this game today. They won't. So I've been going with the Steelers all season, Zach. But up until this point, yeah, that's where I got to kind of just say, all right, now I can't. And I can't. I mean, I got to be honest with you. I think the Steelers are a great team. They are a great team. But they're going against the best. And what happens when you go against the best? You get beat. So that's why.
Unless you're watching the movie Little Giants.
Stop. That's why. My official prediction for today, and I'm going to give you quarterback, you know, stats right here. All right. So Ben Roethlisberger will have 25 for 34. Not bad. Pretty good day.
Sure.
301 yards, 3 touchdowns, mm-hmm. 1 pick. Tom Brady, 38 of 46, mm-hmm. 403 yards, 4 touchdowns, no picks. Patriots win this game 41-30.
I don't think it's that high. I think the Patriots win this game. I'll say 31-26. I don't think it's that high. I also don't think Tom Brady throws for 4 touchdowns, and I don't think he throws for over 400 yards. And I think he gets at least one interception, 300 yards. And how many touchdowns you said he would get?
Ben Roethlisberger?
Yeah.
3.
No, I don't think he gets that much either.
Okay.
But.
Stranger things have happened, though.
Sure. Okay. That's a good show.
All right. Then we have the next game coming up. I mean, honestly, you look at this. I mean,
Zach, time will tell, by the way.
Yep, that's fine. Time will tell with everything. I mean, I said from, and not to bring this up, but let's just say, and he'll agree with me on this at least. I said a year and a half ago, Donald Trump will be the next president. And people laughed at me and said, there's no way. Now, my friends, as of Friday, he is the president of the United States.
We can get into that. But
So, laugh all you want. That prediction, though, by the way.
Trust me, majority of the United States will be laughing for the next 4 years.
Why?
Into politics here.
Right.
But, you know, first of all, I like a lot of the foundational ideas Donald Trump has. You know, I'm a constitutional Republican. I do believe in, you know, for the people, by the people. The meaning of that sentence is
right.
that there was never supposed to be a job title known as a politician.
Right.
Okay. It was always supposed to be, you know, people, your normal, regular people were elected in the office. They served their terms and then they went back to their regular jobs,
yeah.
their families.
Yeah.
They did what they were doing.
Right.
Now that's for the people, by the people.
Right.
Because you have citizens, people. And you know, obviously, you know, they campaign, they give you their plans, you know,
right.
whatever. And that's what he did. You know, his yeah. all of his department heads, you know, there's not many politicians.
I
there.
Think these people.
Here's the problem.
What?
I like the whole for the people, by the people thing. I like the whole, you know, not appointing politicians as department heads.
Right.
And then he goes and he appoints oil tycoons and freaking people who have been known supporters of white supremacist factions and people, the owner of a football team to talk to other countries. Like, you know, like, again, I like the foundation of the things he does. And then he goes and he does them. And it's like, come on, man, you could have done better than that.
Well, are you glad that Hillary Clinton is not in?
Time will tell, as Zach said.
Well, all right. I certainly am. I'm glad we don't have a criminal running this country.
I would have rather had Gary Johnson who faked a heart attack.
Oh, my God. That guy's a dope.
Yeah, but he would have been funny. Anyway.
But listen, I think all these people laughing at Donald Trump, they will be pleasantly surprised. That's my prediction.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
I think you're going to be surprised. I think he's going to be a really good president.
My argument is I don't think he's going to be a really good president. But
I do.
My argument is. Life, regardless of who's president, life is short.
Right.
Okay. There is no sense in worrying or getting upset about things that haven't happened yet.
Oh, don't even get me started.
Everyone
on
says,
this.
Oh, he's going to do this. 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 And know that. You know, everybody's saying that all these bad things are going to happen. Look, half of Congress hates them and yeah. they have to approve everything he says.
By the way,
anyway.
What women's rights were taken away?
I'm not going to get into that. I have no problem with what these women's marches.
Get a job.
I have no issue with it whatsoever.
Hey, there's no dinner tonight, guys, because I'm going to be marching for nothing.
So
stupid.
You know, one of the Donald Trump is constitutional as well.
Right.
Okay. And the Constitution says freedom of speech. And if you're going to make that freedom of speech argument to me.
Right,
I would rather it come from people marching and, you know, with their chants and their signs and whatever.
Instead of vandalizing.
Exactly.
Things. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like the dopes
because,
that are doing it.
And this just goes to prove my point of arguments I've made in the past that women are smarter than men. You see women protesting. What are they doing? They're marching. They're having speeches. You know, they're having musical
Which,
artists.
By the way, I gotta give them a bum to bum. Madonna. Really?
We're not gonna take sides because that's not what radio shows do. Okay. But you know, I have to give them credit for doing it the right way. And then you go and you see on the news, you see all these factions rioting, like Trump's hate and no more violence and blah blah blah. And then you see people from these marches, you know. Breaking the fronts of a Starbucks and a Bank of America. You see them setting fire to limos. But you know what I see? You know what I see from the people doing these? I see mostly men.
Yeah.
Well. So when it comes to protesting, look, they're smarter.
Yeah.
Okay. They're more diplomatic.
Right.
Let the women take care of it, okay? They're doing it the right way. Okay?
All right. So my thing is Trump, go Ryan. And when I say Ryan, I mean Matt Ryan, because Matt Ryan will win today. That's what I'm picking. I'm going with the Falcons today, all right? I'm going Falcons because I'm looking at this
Are
offense.
You really?
Yeah, I'm looking at this offense. I can't go. Come on, stop. Julio, I mean, everyone in this offense. Freeman,
Julio?
I mean,
Julio Jones?
Yeah. Listen, second offense in the league. I mean,
we have a comment then, by the way, for this game. So we'll read that. We'll read that at the end.
Okay. Defensively, you know, 25th, not too good. But either the Packers, the 22nd. So I'm not worried about that. Passing wise, you look at it, you know, Matt Ryan is third. Rushing wise, they're fifth. Rushing wise for the Packers, 20th, not too good. So yeah, I mean, I gotta be honest with you. I don't see this game being close. How about that? Yeah, I just said it.
Okay.
That is breaking news, by the way. I don't see this game being close. I think the Packers, after this game, are going to get one of these. That's what I think is going to happen.
I'm going to disable that button.
I think, I don't know. I think Aaron Rodgers' little streak ends today. I don't think he has a good game today. I think Aaron Rodgers, are you ready for this? 21 for 38. 226 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick. Matt Ryan, are you ready for this? 30 for 40. Simple 30 for 40. What's wrong with this? What, you don't agree with that? 414 yards.
No way.
3 touchdowns, 1 pick.
No way.
And Freeman will get the other touchdowns. And I'm saying the score of 38. No. Yes, 38 to 28. Falcons win this game. What's the comment, by the way? let me guess. They're disagreeing with me. Absolutely. Whatever. Go on. Go ahead.
Michael is saying Packers will win today 24 to 20. Steelers win today 17-14 on a last second field goal to win the game. Steelers versus Packers Super Bowl.
No.
Matt, and then he says Matt Ryan is not throwing 75% today.
Why?
That's what he said.
All right.
So Mike, why?
Because he's
Mike,
a Packers
Mike is
fan.
Asking why. So
because he's a Packers
right.
fan. That's
so
why
all right. Here, so here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Their streak ends.
Over his last 8 games, Rodgers sure. has a 68.9% completion rate and
it's
an
fine.
Average of 8.4 yards per pass attempt. Okay.
Right.
Now, here's they're talking about a bad matchup. The Packers sure. have a 7-1 record this season when scoring 30 plus points.
Right.
Their lone loss came in week 7 against the Falcons.
Okay.
Achilles heel for the Packers. Green Bay finished 25th in the red zone defense in the regular season, allowed a TD on 58.8% of the opponent's drives.
All right.
So that's not good. Let's move over to the Falcons. Matt Ryan finished 2016 regular season with the best passer rating against the blitz, 123.1.
Best
pass. Yep, 540 points in the regular season, 8th most in the NFL. No team to score as many or more points in the regular season has ever won a Super Bowl. Look at that. All right, Matt Ryan.
Proving my
now,
point.
Matt Ryan averaged the most yards per pass attempt, 9.26, of any quarterback in the regular season. History in regular season history, most yards per pass attempt of any quarterback in regular season history.
Like I said,
and then they're talking about their running backs, Devonta Freeman. I know
Devonta Freeman.
I know
Devonta.
I get it.
Yeah,
and Tevin Coleman.
Coleman's playing out of this world, too.
Freeman, 14 TDs. Coleman, 12 TDs. Are one of 3 running back tandems since 1977 to each score 11 TDs in a season. Achilles heel. The Falcons finished the regular season with the worst red zone defense in the NFL, allowing a TD on 72.7% of the opponent's red zone drives. So, this could be
Don't
a high-scoring game because both teams' Achilles heel
is said,
red
though.
Zone defense.
38-28. I don't see it. Listen.
So, look, here's what I'm saying.
Sure.
Matt Ryan is not getting 400 yards today. I'm sorry.
Okay.
He's not getting 4 touchdowns. I'm sorry. He's going to throw a pick. Okay. Aaron Rod, I think they're going to be very even. I can see both quarterbacks easily getting over 300 yards. I can see both quarterbacks passing for 2-3 touchdowns. I also see both quarterbacks getting intercepted at least once. And I see the Pat top 28-24. That's what I'm seeing.
What?
What do you mean?
By the way, what was your Steelers Patriots score?
I said it.
You did?
Yeah.
Why don't I remember that?
Why don't I remember that?
Yeah, exactly. See?
I think I said it. But Steelers Patriots, Well, I'm going with the Patriots. I just don't think it's going to be as high. I think I did say that. I think I did say it. I said I can see the Patriots getting 31 and then the Steelers getting like 26 or something.
Okay.
Like that. That's what I said.
So you have Steelers, Packers, Super Bowl.
I just said the Patriots were going to win 31 to 26.
Oh, okay. So you're, I thought we were going to go all different. What happened?
Oh, we can. I'll just flip mine around then. No, I can't do that. Nope, I can't do that because if the Steelers are going to win, the score is not going to be that high. So I'll go with 24-20.
Ah, all right.
24-20 Steelers. Fine. We'll go different on each thing.
All right.
Whatever.
So Steelers, Packers.
You just want me to be winless. That's fine. Michael said that they will blitz Ryan at least 5 to 8 times each quarter.
Let me know how that works out.
I don't know. I literally just said he has the best passer rating in the NFL against the blitz. So
let me know how that works out.
That's not, if anything, the tactic that has worked against Matt Ryan, and it's not even done on purpose,
right,
is when he has a lot of time to throw and he overthinks things.
Right.
So if anything, you don't want to blitz. You want to double cover Jones like the entire game. And you want to give him no options down the field.
Yeah,
that's what you want to do. You want to play tight on your wide receivers and your tight. That's what you want to do. You want to shut down the holes in the line so that Freeman and Coleman can't get anywhere. That's what you want to do. You want to have your linebackers spy not Matt Ryan, but the running backs for the screens, for the cuts around the end. That's what you want to do.
Don't worry about
what was that for?
That was the British lady saying we have 97. Countdown. Anyway, what were you saying?
Do not worry about blitzing Matt Ryan because it's not going to get you anywhere.
Right.
Shut down his options. That's the only way you win.
They're not going to listen. Even if they blitz him, come on. What do we got? I mean, come on. I'll take my chances. I'm saying it right now. Super Bowl. That'll be pretty. That'll be a high-scoring game. Oh, my God. I mean, look at that. That could be in the 40s.
I picked the Falcons in that one.
Ooh, no. See, that's where we differ. And we're going to differ again. Because then I would say, nope, Patriots. I'm riding the Patriots.
You gave Matt Ryan better stats.
Right. It doesn't matter, though, because look at their offense.
Well, Mike what? Said... Mike gave us a comment here. He said,
hurry up.
Awesome show, guys. You guys should go live more.
All right. Well, we are going to go live more. We'll go live next week for our Royal Rumble show, by the way.
Royal Rumble show.
That will be good.
We'll cover the Pro Bowl for 30 seconds. And
right.
Then...
Yeah. Nobody cares about that. All right. We'll see you right here next week on Sports Talk. We're coming back right here next week.
Thanks, guys.
Now get the gods, the drugs from my generation.